sort of the second wind of the week. Wednesday already upon us. And when I say yes, I mean Bob Kay is here because Ken Kessler is off this week. He's monitoring the social networking, among other things. Why are you chuckling?
I was saying that Ken, you're thinking Ken was off doing social monitoring. But no, that's me.
All right. Roberta Fasanelli, who's the queen of cheap, is here with her report. She's getting a second wind as well. We'll have a 2020 geography quiz in a matter of moments, plus the story from New York that leads. Are you there, Roberta? I haven't heard any.
Yes, I'm in New York.
Yeah. All right. So yesterday, a taxi cab plowed into a crowd of pedestrians in Midtown Manhattan. Ooh. And apparently it cut the leg off of a British tourist.
Horrible.
So what do you know more about it than that?
That's it. It just went into a crowd of people. But what was unusual about the story is that apparently Dr. Oz and some of his medical staff were at NBC, which was only like a few doors away, and they heard all the commotion. So he ran out, of course, being the media, you know what that he is.
Right.
And
hog is the word you were thinking
the media
of.
Hog.
Yes, hog.
Yes, kind of rhymes.
Right.
A hog that he is. And, you know, but apparently people had already, you know, stepped in to help. One guy took his belt off and wrapped it around the woman's leg. And, and another guy, this was amazing, another restaurant person there brought out a whole bucket of ice and stuck the woman's leg in ice, the one that had been severed, to try to save it. I mean, it was just amazing how people, you know, New Yorkers, regular New Yorkers, just reacted so quickly and did the right thing. So they said, oh, he said, well, by the time they got there, that, you know, that everyone had already, you know, done a remarkable job to help this woman.
This apparently was the result of road rage. There was a fellow who was riding a bike, as I understand the incident. He was riding alongside this cab. The driver tried to make a left turn, and the fellow on the bike said, stop. The guy driving the cab got angry. He honked his horn and accelerated. The cyclist was run over. The cab went into the sidewalk. And so now the driver hasn't been arrested, but is being questioned.
Oh, nice.
Yeah. I didn't make it clear as we got started, but this was a taxi cab that plowed into the pedestrians.
Hey, I'm walking here.
Yeah.
Well, you know, that's part of the problem now that's going on with bicycles in New York. You know, now we have something called City Bike, where you can actually, you know, take a bicycle for a half hour and just go from one place to another and put it back.
Really?
Oh, yeah. City Bike is a remarkable program based on some programs in Europe. But the thing is that the bike lanes are interspersed with the traffic lanes.
Mm-hmm.
So in a few places you have separate bike lanes separated by barriers, which is what's needed. That's what's needed in the city. But in most places you don't. And they have the bike lanes, but literally it's in the middle of the traffic lane. And it's like, you've got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
So it's setting up these types of scenarios. So they really have to rethink, I think, how they do bike lanes.
888-302-3684 connects with us. You can email Doug at DougStephan.com or Bob K at DougStephan.com or Roberta at DougStephan.com. What do you have to report in a few minutes in detail from the Queen of Cheap bucket there, Roberta?
Oh, let's see. We got K-Cups for you. We got stuff from Urban Outfitters, from Outback Steakhouse, from Piperline, and we have free eye cream.
Free eye cream.
Eye cream, not ice cream. Eye cream.
All right. Television report later on in the hour. An update on Al Jazeera America launching with some of the audio. Also some news from Fox Television and the continuing saga of Time Warner versus CBS. Meanwhile, one of the great American companies is now gone.
Oh, no.
U.S. bankruptcy Judge Alan Groper approving the plans to put Eastman Kodak down, in essence. Yes.
Really?
They're going to. Well, it may be that they're able to recreate themselves, but it'll be a much smaller company.
And not a consumer company.
No. Focusing
on. It's going to be a business-to-business company.
Commercial and packaging.
Oh, my goodness.
The various printing needs. I remember Kodak from when I was a kid.
Yep.
As a matter of fact, you go back to its roots were in the 1880s. George Eastman put together at the emerging, you know, this is, if you look back at some of the oldest pictures in the history of our country, they go back to the 1880s. And actually, there are pictures around before that. There are pictures that exist from the Civil War. You know that, right? There are some pictures. But this guy created the Brownie camera. Don't you remember Brownie?
Yes, yes.
And the Instamatic camera.
Yep.
And the yellow and red film boxes.
They had it all.
Yeah.
They were the dynasty.
It wasn't until after World War II and the Japanese got into this market, it's sort of with our help, in fact, that the strength of Eastman Kodak was challenged. And until 2005, Kodak was one of the most recognizable brands, not only in our country, but around the world. But now it's gone.
You wonder what's going to happen now. You know, their main headquarters and they're a big employer in Rochester, New York, which is, you know, all the way up by the Canadian border. They're not too far from Niagara Falls.
They were one of the pioneers in digital photography, and they wound up selling all of their patents and their products. And, you know, the other companies made all the money off of it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Well, anyway, we're asking on Twitter and Facebook what question, Bob, how do we pose the question for folks, just in terms of, I guess, recollection?
Actually, we've gotten some responses already. You put, can you believe that Kodak is now gone? Boggles my mind is what you wrote, Doug.
I did.
And Walter says, and the world's best film emulsion gone also. Kodachrome. Don't make it anymore. Kodachrome. No comparison. Let's see. Sean says, I haven't seen a Kodak product in over 10 years. I thought they were gone already. Sad, though. Jay says, all the new phones put an end to Kodak. And they're absolutely right. In fact, they put an end to the compact cameras.
Yeah.
Everybody uses their phones.
Yeah, that's right.
Because the cameras are so good in the phones today.
That's right.
Yeah, you don't need a camera anymore.
Yeah.
Speaking of cameras, our video of the day today at DougStephan.com salutes the everyday heroes that rarely get recognized. This is a focus on good parenting and how good parents do what has to be done every day. There are a lot of people who, you know, it's sort of a turnaround of the parents who have, you see these stickers, I'm the proud parent of a junior high school, an honor roll junior high school kid at Mofusky Junior High School. Who cares? But the parents, it's not easy, and that is an understatement. For those of you who are parents, you know this, how much different it is being a parent today than it was when you were a kid. Think about it that way. And mostly because of the influence of what we were just talking about. All the technology, the cameras, and the iPod, and the iPods, iPads, and texting back and forth, how life is so much different. How many of you have managed to understand the technology and use it for your purpose? How many of you use it to communicate with your children?
Oh, always.
Yeah, all the time.
My main way is by texting with our daughters. Yep.
Actually, I think there's some audio, Michael. Isn't there some audio with our video?
Don't make me count to 1, 2, 3.
Yeah. It's the parent rap, y'all. We may spend most of our time chasing toddlers down, but we still know how to rock the hizzle.
I don't even know what you just said.
We used to be cool, back in the day, back on the block, watching PG-13 movies, staying up way after dark. Then we had a couple shorties, and now we're really flossy, because now we be rolling with our own little posse in the minivan, or in our little wagon. Let me throw it to moms, because the little one is sagging.
I used to bling it up, I used to dress real cute. Now I accessorize the food that's already been chewed. And that's all right. I make the separate bag look good when I'm walking through the mall trying to wrangle my brood. My PB&Js will set your world on fire. I could make you mac and cheese blindfolded on a wire. I'm wiping the doo-doo, kissing the food with got them eyes in the back of my head. I see all you do, using your full name so you know I don't claim. And that's why all my kiddos, they keep saying.
Mom, she's
right.
The bomb. Rocking all night to the break.
The parent rap. Kind of cute. DougStephan.com. Coming up, a geography quiz. Also, Roberta will give you the details as to her Queen of Cheap report. It's coming right up here on Good Day.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
You hear that rattle, kid? That's an unbalanced condenser fan. That's bad. Unbalanced things break. Broken things cost money. Spending money leads to unbalanced budgets. That's why I like Grainger. They balance my needs with my budget. Grainger has counterweights, fan blades, motors, everything we need to keep this place humming. Not rattling, humming. The Grainger catalog in all its forms. Get it? Got it? Good. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Planning to explore America this summer? Get more value on the road when you stay at America's Best Value Inn along the way. With over 1,000 hotels in North America, we've got you covered with free internet, continental breakfast, and instant rewards at most locations. Enter for a chance to win America the Beautiful Park Passes by liking our Facebook page. Visit americasbestvalueinn.com to book your stay and save more of your money on the road this summer.
She's the queen of show, the diva of dumpster diving. It's Roberta Messonelli.
Hi, today's report. By the queen of cheap, with Roberta doing the dumpster diving as usual.
Okay, let's start with K-cups. If you bought one of those K-cup machines, which,
love
I mean,
love
really,
it.
You love yours. I think it's such a waste. Like,
what is it?
Oh, I love my
K-cup. What's a K-cup? What is it?
It's a coffee machine, but you don't, the coffee comes in these little cups called Keurig cups.
Little pods.
Little pod that you stick in there and you kind of put the top down and it makes a cup of coffee. Each pod makes one cup of coffee.
Yeah, I have my own that I can just use regular coffee in it, and it makes one cup for me. So
oh,
I
you have like
buy
a little basket, so you don't have to buy the actual. Oh, well, that makes more sense.
Yeah.
I don't like being held hostage by something where you have to buy the pods in order to make a cup of coffee. Like, excuse me. But at any rate, you can get K-cups now, believe it or not, for iced tea. And Snapple is making K-cups. So if you want to try it, we have a free Snapple K-cup pack. And we tell you how to get that at the Queen of Cheap. Also, reminding you that this weekend on Sunday is one of the days where you get free entrance to over 100 of our national parks. I think there's this Sunday and then one more day left this year where you get this free entrance. Urban Outfitters, looking for some back-to-school clothes? You get free shipping with no minimum purchase for the next 3 days, plus 10% off. The coupon code is COOLSCHOOL, using K's instead of C's, COOLSCHOOL. And there's a lot of stuff on sale there. Some things just starting at $4. Outback Steakhouse, we give you $8 off of 2 entrees. It's a special coupon, and we tell you how to get that. It expires September 5th, so you've got lots of time to use it. Piperlime. Now, Piperlime is one of those companies. It's affiliated with the Gap and with Old Navy, and there's another one. It's like they're super highline Piperlime of that whole retailer bunch. Well, they have a sale now up to 70% off plus free shipping. It's their end of summer sale, and we give you 1 free month of ginseng ice cream. We tell you how to get that at DougSteffen.com. Queen of Cheap.
Queen of Cheap box is right above where you will see lots of supermarket info from Phil Limbert, our supermarket guru.
Alabama, it's coming, and it's the event you and your family will not want to miss. The Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, Saturday and Sunday, September 7th and 8th, at the newly renovated Oxford Civic Center in Oxford, Alabama, where admission is totally free. There's something for everyone. Free classes and seminars on topics like food preparation, food harvesting, and food preservation. Free giveaways every 30 minutes. You could win seed kits, food, doTERRA oil, starter kits, water filters, and more, including a year's supply of food. Guest speakers include Bob from Black Dog Survival School, Mike from White Harvest Seeds, Dr. Tom Stoner from Dr. MedKits, and more. And be sure to stop by and check out the Youngevity booth, the Southern Preppers Convention and Green Living Expo, September 7th and 8th, a weekend of education and preparation that's totally free to attend. Don't forget, the Country Inn and Suites in Oxford has special rates available for those who attend the expo. Get all the details at thesouthernpreppers.com. That's thesouthernpreppers.com.
Summertime is sale time at Herbal Healer Academy. Current customers know this is the time to save big and stock up at HerbalHealer.com. New customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Right now, Herbal Healer's summer specials include our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale, CoQ10 with Hawthorn, Colon Enhancer, Sea Cucumber, Super Fem and Super Male Flex, plus Glucosamine Chondroitin, our best-selling liquid CalMag Vitamin B, and our colloidal minerals, all on sale for summer at HerbalHealer.com. And Herbal Healer also offers certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on to our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy at HerbalHealer.com.
Time and the sailing is easy. That song was number one during this week in 1980. Christopher Cross, what a great song. I think of you and your sailing, Roberta, actually, when I hear this song.
Yep.
And where you are, where your house was in Long Island Sound, what a great place to go out. I remember when the tall ships made their way up the Hudson River, and it was July 4th. My God, I'm trying to remember what year it would have been. Would it have been 96? Probably was 96, because that was the anniversary, 200th anniversary of our country.
Mm-hmm.
On July 4th, I remember being in a...
76.
76.
No, it was
the 200th anniversary.
But something was 96. It wasn't that far. I'm remembering who I was with, actually, watching it.
It was his girlfriend. From, which girlfriend?
An apartment. Well, it was an apartment that was along the Hudson. And it was really quite special. That is, seeing she wasn't, but the view was great.
Nice.
She went on to become a... It's a quite well-known television commentator, so I'm going to keep the rest of the story out of the focus here. It's really interesting how, by the way, I'm sort of waxing philosophically here for a moment, how people come into your lives, whether it's men or women, people that you work with, people that you love, people that you extend yourself to, how they come in times when sort of they're needed. Does that make any sense? You know, the people that come into your life and then...
It's fate. You know, it's not an accident.
Well, there are those that really and truly come and they grab you. And they hold on to you and you hold on to them.
Yep.
And sometimes the dynamic goes up and down. Sometimes it's hot and sometimes it's cool. But there is no mistaking the difference if you have any consciousness at all, or if you have any, and people who spend their lives sort of going through the motions of having relationships rather than really having, working at, and sort of pulling themselves through relationships. And I would be the first to tell you that, and I think, Roberta, you and I have had conversations about this. Mm-hmm. Bob and I don't tend, as male friends, to talk about this much, although I know his feelings for his wife. And I will tell you, I think it's astounding. He's been married to Tony. I remember the wedding, so it's got to be 43 years ago, okay?
Wow.
So he marries this woman who could be... good deal younger than he is.
Yeah, 7 years.
She was in high school when you were dating her, I think, wasn't she?
No.
I'm trying to make the story sound a little bit better.
Okay.
I'm throwing me juices. Anyway.
Now, we tolerate each other, and we're still laughing at each other 43 years later, and that's... Mm. a big part of it.
That's sweet.
And,
but what I think,
but I love other women too. I mean, and I think that's fine. I just know how to manage it.
Yeah. In terms of what really comes of this sort of a relationship, when you said to me, because Bob's lived in California, grew up in California, he's worked all over the country. I've worked for him in three or four different radio stations, worked with him, and a couple worked for him, and now the table has sort of turned around a little bit, and it's kind of neat to reflect back on all of the things we've observed. But the thing that he said to me, Roberta, that really made a whole lot, it meant a whole lot to me, when he decided that because his wife's mother needs her, that they would pick up from California, move to Massachusetts, because he just thought his wife had moved around with him for as long as he was in the radio business. And he owed it to her, and it took a lot.
That's very sweet.
Yeah, it was very sweet. So anyway, but I think you knew a lot,
though.
Well, but the other side of it is, in terms, it's interesting you said what you just did. I have never been able to focus on more than one person at a time, and now I'm sort of, you know, you get there and you want to stay there, and so it's managing all of that stuff. It's not an easy thing to do.
Yes,
28 past the hour. This is a good day.
Hi, I'm Warren Eckstein with the Pet Show Tip of the Day. Spay and neuter. Words we hear a lot, but why is it so important to have my pet spayed and neutered? This is a question I bet I get asked at least a half a dozen times a day. Every year, 7 to 9 million homeless dogs and cats enter shelters. Spaying and neutering is critical to help with this overpopulation problem. It's also healthy for your pets. A lot of people don't realize this. A brand new study suggests that spayed and neutered dogs live an average of 18 to 23% longer. It also reduces the risk of certain cancers, uterine cancer for females, and it lowers the rate of prostate cancer and obviously eliminates testicular cancer in males. But it will also help with many behavioral problems. Spaying and neutering your pet is the right thing to do. A lot of people say, what age should I have it done at? Some people are doing it young, some people a little bit older. Check with your vet, follow their advice, but spay and neuter. If we spay and neuter, the shelters won't have so many dogs without homes. I'll more next time. I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, Bob, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed-saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American-owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you owe the IRS back taxes, listen carefully. Sweeping changes to IRS policies will help more people than ever eliminate their tax debts once and for all. And now, thanks to Dan Pilla, you can get the tax help you need to end your tax nightmare.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I've helped thousands of people reduce or eliminate tax debts they couldn't pay. And after more than 30 years of experience dealing with the IRS, I can tell you there's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. With the IRS's new policies, it's easier than ever to put your tax debt behind you once and for all. Call now at 800-346-6829 to learn how I can help you. You know your IRS debt will not go away by itself, but you don't have to live in fear anymore. Call 800-346-6829. Learn how I can help you eliminate wage and bank levies, release tax liens, and negotiate a settlement with the IRS that will put your tax nightmare behind you forever. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, taxhelponline.com. That's taxhelponline.com.
Hi there. My name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123coverup.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are, incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up, and you will be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123coverup.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123coverup.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123coverup.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's 123coverup.com.
Lots of ground to cover in this half hour of the Doug Stanton Good Day program, including back-to-school tips, which we are encouraging at facebook.com/goodday show. So if you have some tips you'd like to be included in our little contest to give you some special things from Office Max, send your back-to-school tips, ideas you have for making life easier as children go back to school. Go to facebook.com/goodday show. Also coming up, the geography. Let's do the geography quiz now. Television report in a few minutes. Actually, I can only tell you part of the story, why I'm chuckling. Somebody sent me an email with a story of Stevie Wonder playing golf with Tiger Woods.
Oh, geez.
And of course, the question would be, how would Stevie Wonder be able to hit the ball? And I can't tell you the rest of the story. There's sort of an imagination required. But thank you, sir, for sending this along. This is Gary sent this to me in California.
It sounds like there's a punchline to a joke with that.
Right, but it's not anything that works. It's just a
bad taste.
It's a curiosity from someone. I have people that send me things all the time. There's a lady who has a good time with a lot of this stuff and sends it around to people that she knows, and I get a kick out of it. Just people want to contribute to what's going on, and it's very cool. Thank you. 888-302-3684 is telephone number for you to call for our 2020 geography quiz. Can I say that again? 2020 mm-hmm. geography quiz.
You did.
In which state of the continental United States is the northernmost point, i.e. the northernmost boundary? Is it Maine, Minnesota, Michigan, or Wisconsin? Maine, Minnesota, Michigan, or Wisconsin? Now, I'm figuring, because we have people listening in each one of these states, that they know whether their state is the northernmost state in the continental United States. So I'm guessing we'll probably give a swell prize to the person who lives in the state where we have the northernmost boundary. So that means we'll encourage people to call us for Maine, Minnesota, Michigan, and Wisconsin, because those are the four choices.
How about
pick
Alaska?
The right one. Alaska?
Alaska?
No,
yeah.
Continental United States.
Oh, okay.
That is not continental. Neither Hawaii nor Alaska are in the continental United States. The 48 lower states, if you
contiguous.
Will. Yes. All right. 888-302-3684 to answer the geography quiz. Which of our continental United States is northernmost? 888-302-3684, Maine, Minnesota, Michigan, or Wisconsin. Roberta's been following this story which is weird, Hannah Anderson and this DiMaggio and her mother, and whether she is the product of DiMaggio's relationship with Mrs. Anderson. I think she's in on it. Roberta, you think it's pretty bizarre.
Well, you know, now that the DiMaggio family is now asking for DNA tests to be performed on Hannah Anderson and her her late brother, the little boy who was also found dead in DiMaggio's home after it was burned down.
Mm-hmm.
So they want it, they say, to dispel rumors that DiMaggio could possibly be the father of one or both of the children.
Who's they? Who wants it?
The family, DiMaggio's family.
Ah.
DiMaggio's family. And apparently he had a life insurance policy that he left to Hannah in the care of her grandmother because he said he didn't trust her parents.
Mm-hmm.
So that was kind
of
curious.
Right.
DiMaggio did not trust either one of the parents. Now, another weird development is they said that Hannah was seen in a car with DiMaggio about 20 hours before he set fire to the house.
Yeah.
And apparently they exchanged over a dozen phone calls immediately before he picked her up at the high school.
She's in on it.
And that their phones were turned off right about the time that that he picked her up, that both their phones were turned off at that time. So it's kind of bizarre. And also they found dozens of letters from Hannah when they searched his home.
Mm-hmm.
They found a handwritten note from him, a handcuff box, camping equipment, a DNA swab kit.
Mm-hmm.
They found this in his house.
Mm.
They also found, how do I say this tastefully? two birth control devices which had been used, and they found letters from Hannah. So you put all this together and you start going, okay, why does he have a DNA swab kit? Why were these devices there? Why are there letters from Hannah? Why were their phones turned off right after he picked her up? I mean, the whole thing is really bizarre.
Lots of questions. Thank you for that update. 888-302-3684. Release of the final Nixon tapes takes place today. All in all, there were thousands of hours of these tapes. The last of this group includes a lot of the things that led up to the Watergate. Remember, Mr. Nixon wanted to have this installed so he could keep a record of it. It had to do with his ego, I guess, much as anything else. So here's an excerpt from one of the Nixon tapes where you hear more. Most of the tapes don't have much of his voice on it. This one, I think, does. Nixon saying, let's be fatalistic about it, is that what he said?
Yeah.
I'm not that worried about me, is that what he said? That's pretty cool. You know, it'll be interesting. The release isn't, I think, until noontime, and so there'll be a lot more of this audio around tomorrow than there is today, but I think it's fascinating and an important part of American history, which just isn't really taught in our school system. We're so busy learning about places that, it's important to know what's going on around the rest of the world, but I think the history of Europe is not anywhere near as important as knowing the history of the United States, the modern history of the United States. Anyway, the Nixon tapes. The Al Jazeera, I guess this would be the opening. The swan song is the end, though, right? The opening foray of Al Jazeera coming up in a few minutes. Let's get the answer to our 2020 geography quiz. In which state of the continental U.S. is the northernmost point? Let's see, who's this? Looks like Brad is in Grand Rapids, but there's a Grand Rapids in Michigan, and there's a Grand Rapids in Minnesota. So where are you?
Here in Minnesota.
All right. So does that give away the answer?
I think it does.
Yeah. Minnesota is the northernmost, has the northernmost point. Have you ever been up there, Brad? How far are you away from that northernmost point?
It's a few hours. I've never been to the point, but I've been on the lake. It's the northwest angle, but I've been on Lake of the Woods, which is right next to it.
So there's, what, about 6 weeks of summer up there?
Yeah, it just started last week.
Yeah, and it'll be over next week. Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, before you know it. All right, so you've done a nice job. How's the weather? How's it like living in Grand Rapids, Minnesota?
It's beautiful. It's perfect. Northwakes.
Did you grow up there?
Yes, sir.
Did you? Okay, so it feels like home to you. All right, so that's cool. All right, nice to have you here, Brad. Thank you for listening. We'll give you a swell prize. It's 18 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. I'm kind of wrapped around something here with regard to what we were talking about a little bit earlier. And what's unfortunate about how I do this program, or how we do it, there are so many different components to it and people. There are a lot of stories that float around every day that I want you to have a piece of. And so I don't tend to repeat myself from hour to hour. Once in a while I'll mention two or three of the big stories, but I don't necessarily spend a lot of time on them. So when I say we were talking earlier about such and such and so, I apologize, and then I try to bring you around to at least some of what we were talking about. And because we have a lot of input from listeners at facebook.com/Good Day Show, I feel like something that relates to Facebook is of significance, and so sometimes I may bring it, something like this around. Facebook planning today to announce an effort aimed at drastically cutting the cost of delivering basic internet services on mobile phones, particularly outside the United States, where Facebook and other tech companies need to find new users. Facebook has, what, 1 billion followers now? How many people are on Facebook? But it's got to be close to 1 billion, isn't it, right?
I heard once they were using 6 gigabytes per second in storage space for, new storage space for Facebook.
I didn't even imagine that. Huh? Half a dozen of the world's big companies, Samsung, these tech giants, Nokia, Qualcomm, Ericsson, are agreeing to work with Facebook to be partners in this thing called internet.org. So if you want to go online to internet.org, what they are intending to accomplish is to simplify phone applications so they run more efficiently and improve the components of phones and networks so that they transmit more data while using less battery power. Isn't that amazing?
Think about that.
Yeah.
So that's still amazing what they can do today.
It really is.
When you figure out that that phone has more power than what it took to get our men to the moon.
To the moon. Yeah. One phone. Think about that. Yeah. Think about that. Television report coming up in a moment here on Good Day. Jennifer's not with us in this hour of the program, so the honor will fall on me.
Ooh.
Flooring sale alert from Lumber Liquidators. For a limited time only, we're offering unheard-of flooring deals at every local store. Get 20% off any laminate floor. Refinished hardwood from 99 cents a square foot. Beautiful bamboo from just $1.39. All hand-scraped flooring is on sale. Plus new deals added daily at every local store. Angus Special Extended Financing. Get ready. Sale starts Thursday. Visit LumberLiquidators.com and find the store near you today.
This report brought to you by Dollar General. This September, Dollar General is honoring teachers and recognizes Kimberly Shearer as one of its everyday heroes. With support from Procter & Gamble, the Everyday Heroes program celebrates those making a difference in their communities. Kimberly Shearer was named Kentucky's 2012 Teacher of the Year. The Boone County High School teacher emphasizes the importance of literacy, technology, and lifelong reading to her 11th grade students. The skills she believes they'll need to succeed in a modern-day workplace.
A good foundation starts with literacy. It's really the gateway to all other disciplines. I want my students to have 21st century skills, analytical skills, and the ability to master technology. As teachers, we provide our students with the skills they need to realize their future.
Dollar General celebrates the educators making a difference and invests in education through the Dollar General Literacy Foundation. Visit dgliteracy.com to learn more. I'm Dan Merritt.
Choosing the correct engine oil for your Buick is critical to the life of its engine. Pay attention to both the proper oil specification as well as the viscosity grade. I said, pay attention to both the proper oil...
You look great.
The,
You too.
Proper...
Maybe we should celebrate our anniversary every night.
Hello?
We'll take care of your Buick. You just enjoy the ride. If you don't know Buick Certified Service, then you don't know Buick. For a limited time, get a 5-quart oil change, 4-tire rotation, and 27-point inspection for $29.95 or less after $10 mail-in rebate debit card. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery. Excludes full synthetic oil, tire balancing tax, and more than 5 quarts of oil extra. Most V6 and V8 engines and other select vehicles require more than 5 quarts of oil. Visit BuickCertifiedService.com for details and to find a participating dealer. Offer ends July 31st, 2013.
Go on, sweetie. Jump to Dad.
I'm not sure, Daddy. The water's cool.
There are moments in life that cause us to hesitate.
Jump right here.
Okay. Here I come.
I got you. Good job.
I did it. That was fun.
But once we take action, we're really glad that we did. If you're thinking about selling your home, don't hesitate. Interest rates are low and buyers are in the market. Every market's different. Call a Realtor today and visit Realtor.com. Realtors are members of the National Association of Realtors.
Running. Are you really going to drive store to store for back to school?
Let's get it started. Let's get it started. Yeah.
Office Max has your list covered K to college with over 2,800 supplies in store. Save big on dozens of Max Value basics under a dollar and find weekly penny deals on even more.
Let's get it started.
Office Max, the hot deals start here. Offer ends August 24th. Restrictions apply.
And the back-to-school feature of this program, which is these tips from our listeners, facebook.com/goodday show. Office Max is providing us with some things to give to people that come up with great tips. And Bob's got some that he's found on our facebook.com/goodday show page. What do you have?
Well, Heather says, I bought a lot of my school supplies for my kids during the tax-free days and saved a lot of money.
Yep. We've told folks about that at Queen and Sheep.
Yep. Phil says, I found a lot of amazingly good clothes at some of the thrift shops for my children. So, you know, sounds like old Phil's a little cheap there.
thrift shopping is huge in New York now among the college kids.
Yeah. Char says, it's so much easier for me this year as I'm out of town on business and I'm letting my husband handle the back-to-school chores.
All right.
Andrea says, start the wake-up routine early this week, setting alarms, even if it isn't at the earliest time that you would for school. Just start setting the clock, 45, 30, and then 15 minutes closer to that time.
Get some in training. Back to school, and the contest to come up with some of these features, these ideas. Doug's Facebook page, facebook.com/goodday show. This week at Office Max, you can get a 15.6-inch touchscreen laptop with Intel 13 processor, $499, including 90 days of anti-theft security. Office Max, the hot deals start there. All right, let's get to some of the news from the world of television. Marg Hellenberger coming back to CSI. You know that they have shot 300 episodes?
Wow.
Of CSI. That's a good trivia question. Is what was her name on CSI? Catherine Willows. So she, they're taping it this week for an episode that will air October 23rd. She comes back to help solve a cold case that haunted the team for 14 years. Let's see, what else is going on? Fox has turned down an Asian organization's request, you're going to love this, to reshoot scenes of an upcoming Seth MacFarlane series called Dads. The Media Action Network for Asian Americans. The Media Action Network for Asian Americans sent a letter to Fox last week asking them to change scenes that depict racial and sexual stereotypes of Asians. Okay. Apparently there's one where the actress is starring in the show dressed up as a sexy Asian schoolgirl. The president of Fox said, you will see that this character is a strong, intelligent, empowered young woman who basically runs the company and almost always gets the upper hand on the guys. This is a show that will be evocative and will poke fun at stereotypes and bigotries, sometimes through over-the-top, ridiculous situations. But again, this is there's an advocacy group for everybody.
You bet.
Media Action Network for Asian Americans.
Yeah.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeCig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeCig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeCig.com. And LeCig smokes the competition by serving thousands of worldwide customers with real people customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeCig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeCig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
About 53 after the hour on today's Doug Steffen Good Day program. We don't just go through the motions here. We are actively involved in the lives of the people who help us bring you a better day every day on the Good Day program, such is the case with Roberta Fasanelli and Bob Kay. Jennifer is off for the rest of the day. Ken's on vacation. Richie's going through his treatment. So we have left Warren Eckstein. Warren Eckstein, your animal's best friend, here to talk about some of the things that make living with your animals important, some of the ideas. We have actually, if you check out our Better Living box at DougSteffen.com, we have lots of different things that come from Warren, and we'll highlight some of those for you in just a moment here on Good Day.
I'm Warren Eckstein. 20 years ago, I developed my Hugs and Kisses supplements for both dogs and cats to solve the number one pet problem, shedding. Using the finest ingredients made only in the USA, my Hugs and Kisses supplement with lecithin reduces shedding and promotes healthy skin and a full shiny coat. But don't take my word for it. Just listen to what my listeners say about Hugs and Kisses.
I just want to tell you how much we love the Hugs and Kisses, and our doggy Shotzi loves them, and her coat is so smooth. I have told more people because they ask me, wow, her coat is just beautiful.
Imagine, no more shedding, itching, or scratching. My Hugs and Kisses supplements come with a 30-day guarantee and a 20-year track record. When your name is on the label, your reputation is on the line. Order today at thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430-4847, 1-800-430-HUGS, and log on to thepetshow.com.
All right, so Warren Eckstein from The Pet Show is here on Good Day. Yawning in dogs. I noticed this a lot, and I wondered whether there was a connection, because we yawn when we're really gasping for air. It doesn't have anything to do with being tired. It has to do with what's in your system. But I noticed that Charlotte, sometimes when I'm in the midst of trying to get her to do something, will turn away from me and yawn.
He's bored.
So, I mean, that may be the case. So when do dogs yawn, and why do they yawn, Warren?
You know, there were some interesting studies recently done about not only why dogs yawn, but, you know, what they yawn when they only yawn. For example, Got a frog in my throat. How appropriate for the pet guy.
Yeah.
Here's what you need to understand.
Cat in your throat, you
there was a recent study where they had dogs, and they would put dogs in a room with people that they didn't live with, and the people would yawn, and sometimes the dogs would respond and yawn as well. But they found that dogs with their owners would yawn with their owners much more than they would yawn with a stranger. Now, I know what you're saying in terms of yawning being not really that you're tired. But from a dog's perspective, there are a couple of things that they do when they don't want to listen to you. One of the things they do is they scratch. One of the things they do is they lick. And the other thing they do is they yawn. And they figure as long as they yawn and they're looking at you, they don't have to respond to you. But it's interesting that dogs will yawn more with their owners than with the stranger, which just tells you more about the bonding relationship between both.
Yeah. Hi.
There was an interesting story. Do you remember years ago when everyone got dogs and kittens for their kids?
Yeah.
Well,
oh, yeah.
It's kind of interesting. Families with kids are more likely to have pets, but it's not the kids bringing the pets home anymore. It's actually their parents, helicopter pet parents, specifically baby boomers like me. It's the baby boomers whose kids are grown and off to school or often married and have their own kids at this point. The bottom line is they're finding that baby boomer pet ownership has only skewed statistics for cat and dogs. Small animals are still for the kids, like mice and rats and guinea pigs and hamsters. But the generation, the baby boomer generation is really responsible for the humanization of pets, and according to the new studies, there are more and more baby boomers now that are going out and getting their dogs, but they're doing the same thing with their dogs, and I don't know if it's good or bad. You know the term helicopter parents?
Yes.
Where they hover over their kids all the time?
Yep.
I just wrote an article called, "Are We Micromanaging Our Pets, and Why Can't We Just Let Our Dogs Go Outside and Sniff Another Dog's Butt Once in a While?" That's what dogs do, so I think sometimes it's a good idea, but sometimes hovering over our pets too much is kind of creating some of the behavioral problems that I have to deal with on a regular basis.
All right, so you're going to blog on that?
I am going to blog on that. Specifically, right. I'm going to do that. And I'm also going to do a pet tip today on the importance of early socializing when you get a new dog or cat into the household.
All right, that's important. Also, Warren has written about dogs being able to detect disease, specifically lung cancer. How in the world do they do that? Is it instinct? What would make a dog be able to do something like that?
You know, my specialty was teaching dogs to sniff out drugs and incendiary devices. And the way a dog's olfactory and nose works is absolutely amazing. And their ability to sniff out different changes in the chemistry in the body. I trained the first dog ever for epileptic seizures going back to 1982. The woman lived in Massachusetts, as a matter of fact. And the bottom line is how the dog did it wasn't important to me, just the fact that the dog did it. So in certain diseases, like for cancer, they can smell the difference. But when it comes to epilepsy, sometimes the chemical changes also take place, and the dogs pick up on that.
Mm-hmm. Check out Warren's writings. His musings are in the Better Living box at the bottom of the homepage at DougStephan.com, along with Dr. Jay Kumar and Tom Kreitler and Andrea Metcalf, our fitness person. It's all there for you to read and learn. At your service and on your side, the Doug Stephan Good Day Program at...
Hi, my name is DeRay, suffering from migraines, having Botox injections in my head and neck to alleviate pain, costing $1,500 out of my pocket. I discovered Dr. Ortman and Gentle Touch Chiropractic Adjustment called NUCA. I'm migraine-free since my first adjustment. Thanks for giving me my life back, Dr. Ortman. I wish they prescribed you instead of Botox.
Thanks, DeRay. Putting the bones back in place is only half of the solution. We design a nutritional supplement program the body can handle, actually absorb, providing nutrients, targeting the problem area. Between NUCA and nutrition, we will have you on the road to a faster and more permanent recovery. Look us up on the web at drortman.com or call 952-303-9124. Let us help you feel better faster. Wellspring Spinal Care at 952-303-9124. Again, that's 952-303-9124. Or on the web at drortman.com.